your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 45-year-old Mohammed Salomon faces dozens of charges in the Boulder, Colorado firebomb attacks that left 12 people injured, including two who are still in critical condition. ABC's Mola Lenghi is in Boulder with more on who Salomon is.
He was born in Egypt and lived in Kuwait for 17 years before moving to Colorado Springs 3 years ago with his wife and five kids. According to authorities, he confessed he had been planning the attack for a year and was waiting until after his daughter graduated. Now, the FBI processing evidence seized from his home.
Law enforcement in New Orleans working to verify that video of Antoine Massey, if it's actually him. Massey's one of two escaped inmates still on the run from New Orleans. He claims that video was unjustly jailed and that he didn't break out of jail. He was let out. Convicted killer Grant Hardin's also still on the run. Police say he donned a makeshift guard's uniform and walked out of an Arkansas prison 9 days ago. Police think he's hiding in the Ozarks. This is ABC News. Peace talks between Ukraine and Russia ending after a short time following Ukraine's surprise drone attacks that struck air bases deep inside Russia. ABC Chief Global Affairs correspondent Martha Raddatz says the Russians were certainly surprised.
Ukraine's Operation Spiderweb, kept secret for well over a year, was highly coordinated. The Ukrainians managing to smuggle in an army of explosive-laden drones across Russia and hide them in massive containers on trucks, the containers with retractable roofs. The Ukrainians saying some 40 Russian warplanes, including nuclear-capable bombers, set on fire. Destroyed.
Energy Secretary Chris Wright, during a trip to Alaska, says President Trump wants to double the amount of oil coursing through Alaska's 800-mile pipeline system, and he also wants to build a massive natural gas export project as well. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you're buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 to speak with an agent.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions, come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
Hey there, I'm Jack.
And I'm Stag.
We're just two deer that want to make sure you know it's deer season at your authorized John Deere dealer. The deer season that saves bucks. You know, like us.
Yeah, you can get $3,000 off select John Deere machines now through June 2nd.
Saving bucks is easy. You just have to get in the seat. Conditions apply.
Visit Slama Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston, or Reedsburg today. Or you can find them online at slamaequipment.com.
The House on the Rock attraction is celebrating 65 years of creating unforgettable experiences. Known for its fun environment and unique atmosphere, it offers a wide variety of seasonal positions, with many jobs extending well into the fall. Plus, they're now hiring for an operations manager role. There's something for everyone. For more details, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure. But you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want, too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it's a very balmy start to our day as temperatures hovered in the upper 60s to around 70 overnight. And it's just going to climb a couple of degrees today because of thick clouds moving in, along with a front that will cause rain to break out. It's already occurring, of course, all the way from Kansas up toward Minnesota, and that'll be sliding east and impact us late this morning and this afternoon, ending late tonight. Right now, we think we have the chance of getting upwards of an inch or so of rainfall. Temperatures will be very comfortable for the rest of the week, mostly topping out in the 70s with lower humidity as well. There will be some more active weather, though. We've got another system coming in Thursday night and Friday for a chance of rain. And yet another system could come in towards Sunday. Our forecast now for today, look for cloudy skies, rain likely by late morning, maybe a thunderstorm, high in the mid-70s, south to southwest wind becoming northwest 5 to 15, an air quality alert out for Vernon County across much of west central and northern Wisconsin for smoke. Otherwise, tonight we see periods of rain ending late, low at 54. Tomorrow, clouds mixing with sunshine gradually and mild, high 77. North wind around 10. Going to Thursday, partly sunny, high 78. The chance of showers coming up late Thursday night. Friday, mostly cloudy, scattered showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm. Low 56, high 74. Saturday, patchy sunshine, still a 30% chance of a couple of showers. Low 53 with a high of 73. Sunday, partly sunny and nice with a high of 76, but a chance of rain coming in Sunday night and into early Monday. Otherwise, partly sunny Monday. Temperature stopping out around 72. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher for WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
73 in Richland Center. Yesterday's high was 87. Record high 91 in 1948. Record low 36 in 1956. Last year's high was 78 and the low 62. Sunset will occur at 8:36 this evening. Sunrise time will be at 5:23. Coming up tomorrow morning. Right now, the winds have kind of started to rustle up a little bit, northwesterly at 3. Barometer is at 2982. That's down slightly. No precipitation today. And our skies were a little bit sunny earlier, but right now have turned to partly cloudy, and it is 73 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff. By Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience. And also by the WRCO Sports Boosters. A lot of sports to recap from yesterday. Tough losses in baseball for Weston and Ithaca. And also in softball, the Bulldogs softball team gets a win. We'll recap those. Plus, the Brewers are on an 8-game tear.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
Here's Lewis into the motion. The pitch, swing and a miss. They got her, and this one is over. The Bulldogs are going to play in the sectional final game. Ariana Lewis comes in on the relief stint and strikes out the last two batters And this one belongs to the Bulldogs.
The Ithaca softball team will play in the WIAA sectional final on Thursday at Blair Taylor High School, following last night's 4-1 win over Brookwood. It was the 20th win of the season for the Bulldogs against five losses. J.C. Maxwell was the winning pitcher after working 6 1/3 innings, striking out 13, walking 9, and giving up just 2 hits. Ariana Lewis came on in relief and struck out the final 2 batters she faced in the game. Mallory Wallace suffered the pitching loss for the Falcons after giving up 7 hits. Kelsey Coleman gave the Bulldogs a boost with a 2-run home run in the first inning. Alyssa Muller was 2 for 3 with key RBI hits in the 4th and 6th innings, which gave Ithaca insurance runs. J.C. Maxwell, Kaylee Newkirk, Jaden Boland, and Maylee Plemer all had hits for the Bulldogs. Mallory Wallace had an RBI double for the Falcons. Their season ends at 12-11. Following the game, I talked to Bulldog senior Kaylee Newkirk about the win.
Oh, it's awesome. Last year we got beat out in the sectional semifinal, so it feels good to finally get that and make it to the sectional final.
Was it a little bit nerve-wracking out there, especially toward the end of the game?
Oh, yes, definitely. It was just like, oh, all the nerves are up there. But you know what? We did so good. Ari ended the game for us, and that was great. 2 strikeouts for her.
Ariana Lewis talked about coming in a pressure situation.
A little bit, but I knew I had a defense behind me. So as long as I threw strikes, they were going to get it.
Do you come in much on relief? I mean, you usually start the games, don't you?
Yeah, sometimes I'll come in, but usually not. Just looking to throw strikes. That's all I was hoping for.
Bulldogs senior Alyssa Muller led the Bulldogs at the plate.
That felt amazing. I've been waiting for that for a long time. It's just amazing.
Bulldog catcher Holly King picked off a Brookwood runner in the 7th inning, which was a huge play. I asked her afterwards about getting the win.
Hot weather, putting the gear on. I'm glad we got this game over in 7 at least.
Yeah.
Not going to 8.
As the catcher, yeah, you kind of take the brunt wearing all that equipment, don't you?
Definitely. But I'm glad the pitchers weren't throwing too wild today. Maybe a little bit in the beginning, but she locked back in and then Ari finished strong. So
got it done. What does this team have to do if you're going to get to state, play at Goodman Diamond next week?
Honestly, if everybody plays consistent, it's not hard to get runs, not hard to get plays. You just have to play consistent.
With the 4-1 win, Ithaca now 1 win away from playing at the WIAA State Tournament. They will face the winner of this week's game between Columbus Catholic and Blair Taylor. The sectional final game is scheduled for 5 o'clock Thursday at Blair Taylor High School. There was one game in Division 2, West Salem 6-0 over Mount Horeb. Division 1 teams played Sun Prairie East over Toma 3-0 and Middleton 4-0 over Verona. Turning to baseball from last night, the Ithaca Bulldogs saw their season come to an end, falling to the Highland Cardinals 4-2 as Highland moves on in the tournament. The Cardinals jumped out early, scoring 3 runs in the top of the first. John Dreschmeyer delivered the big blow, a 2-run home run to left field. Moments later, Coyer Zadrazil hit into a fielder's choice that brought in another run. Sammy Clary started on the mound for Ithaca, working 5 2/3 innings. He allowed 10 hits and 4 runs, struck out 6 and walked 1. Highland's Coyer Zadrazil was dominant on the hill, tossing 5 scoreless innings, allowing just 2 hits, striking out 9 and walking 4. Offensively, Houston Boland and Sammy Clary each drove in a run for the Bulldogs. Clary led Ithaca with a 2-for-4 night at the plate. Ithaca played clean defense, turning a double play and committing no errors. Boland led the team with 7 defensive plays. Highland racked up 12 hits in the game. Bennett Smith, Davis DeRota, Cooper Olson, and Jack Terrell each had a pair. Dreschmeyer finished 1-for-3 with 2 RBIs. Following the game, Henry Bray caught up with Terry Cool, Highland coach.
Oh, it was outstanding. Both teams played really, really well, and our boys are peaking at the right time. Our pitchers did outstanding, and our hitters came clutch.
I saw the pitchers. I thought they did a wonderful job. I really did, and they got the runs when they need them and got the outs when they need them. Say something about your defense, because I was really impressed with your defense.
Well, it's something that we've worked on all year. Early on, we had a little bit of struggles, but practice has been really good. We've worked on a few things and really tightened some things up, and our pitchers trust. I mean, they attack the strike zone because they trust the guys that are behind them, and we do. We make the plays that, I mean, our motto, make the play that you can make. You know, we don't try to make outs out of stuff that's going to be out, wow the world, but we want to make the easy routine plays, and we've been really good at it.
The Cardinals advance into the postseason and will play the winner of the DeSoto-Seneca game. Following the game, Henry Bray also caught up with Dan Clary. He announced before this season that this would be his last season as head coach of the Bulldogs.
yeah, it was a that's a tough one to take. But again, that's a game of baseball. Sometimes it goes your way, sometimes it doesn't. And we've been blessed to be a part of a lot of incredible memories over the last decade. It's been fun working with this group. I've had that senior class and both basketball and baseball since they were in kindergarten, and so there's a lot of really good memories. I know they've provided the community with some amazing moments that they'll never forget, and that's the one thing that I told them, they just got to remember it. You know, it's hard to put what they've done into words, and to think that that was a group that went, you know, won a state title in 23. They went 20-2 last season, and had a heck of a season against a lot of really tough competition. And I mean, Highland, we knew this sectional was going to be an absolute buzzsaw, and so we had to be able to play on every given night. And Highland got things done tonight. They had two tough kids on the mound and kept us from putting something together, and that's the way she turned out tonight.
I look at it, you had the first inning was kind of tough for your guys on the defensive side, but other than that, I think you played really good defense. It's just, you know, you with Sammy on the mound, I thought Sammy did an excellent job pitching. I think he went to 98 or 99 pitches, and he was stronger as the game got on. But I have to look, you know, I'm sitting here watching you have your last team huddle here for the season. Very heart-wrenching, the way that you connect with your kids. And I'm very impressed with, you know, with the connection that you have. It's very touching.
Yeah, and like I said, I've had those kids for so long. I have asked them to do a lot. I'm not an easy coach. And I ask them to do tough things, and they have given everything that they can to me, and I'll be forever grateful. And that's what has supplied the moments and the memories that they've produced over the years, and what I will be forever grateful. Just to even get the chance to work with young men like that, and they have a little, I know it was rough right now. I mean, and I know a lot of tears for those guys because they wanted it really bad, but like I said, they got a lot of quality kids in there that have a really bright future in front of them, so they can hang their heads for just a little bit. But you know, life is right around the corner, so they got to get back up and at it.
It is, Danny, and you know what, and I'm just going to give you kudos as an umpire. I think all your kids are really, really respectful to the umpires, because I know everybody doesn't like their calls, but you know what, your kids are very respectful, and that comes from you, Danny.
Well, I mean, that comes from probably my parents and the people that I was brought up around. I mean, whatever the circumstances are, you just deal with it and you move on. I mean, arguing about something never brings about something positive. And I don't, you know, we've never wanted kids to argue calls or argue. You just pick yourself up and get right back after it. And pretty soon you forget all about it because you've overcome that obstacle. And the kids have done, like I said, they've been a lot of stand-up kids. A lot of fantastic parents in this community that have raised those kids that, you know, have supplied them with that kind of character. But, yeah, it's been a blast to work with them.
I'll miss this group. I really will, because yeah. I've had them, I think, since sixth grade umpiring them. But, you know, as I look at them, you know, good young men, they care about people, and that's very rare.
And that's what we tell them to do. Our philosophy is love each other enough to do your job. And if everybody buys into that, pretty soon everybody is taking care of kind of their part of things and wants to step up and do the job, so they're not letting anybody else down, and it's just really infectious, and that's really what's fed this program.
It's basically be accountable.
It is and play for more than yourself. That's our other thing. We have five plaques that are hanging in a thing that we try to live by and playing for each other. Like tonight before the game, we had kids write down on a little piece of paper of, you know, write down, you know, who they're dedicating this game to, just so when they get in there, there's a little bit more focus on, you know, because it's really easy to kind of fail for yourself, but it's a whole lot easier to fail when you're trying to do something for somebody else. And that's another thing that we try to teach the kids, and it's gone a long ways, you know. So, yeah, that's definitely one of the philosophies we're after.
Well, one quick note, and I'll let you go. I've always been impressed with your teams, the way they play, their heart, and never, ever give up. Do you have any final words, Dan?
It's been a good ride. It's been an amazing ride. I mean, if you look up at the plaques that are on the back of that concession stand that we got up this year, and just I mean, you could sit down and each number that's put up there has just memories upon memories that these kids have worked so hard and given up so much for. Like, you know, when they're in that youth age, like right here that we see in front of us, you know, they could be somewhere doing something else. That's a lot of fun too, but they don't. They get here, they put in time, they put in the work. And it's paid off in dividends for, and it's just fed off, you know, each group and does what it does, and the kids come up behind and see that, and they feed off that, and they want to push and get that, because that's half of the battle with kids, I believe, is just believing that you can do that something special. Mm-hmm. And as long as they believe it, it's attainable. And we've tried to feed that as long as we can, and I know it's going to keep on going, because, man, there's the, you look at the underclassmen here, there's a bundle of talent, and they got a bright future in front of them, and I can't wait to watch them from the stands now.
Well, I wish you good luck. Phil Nee wishes you good luck, and I guarantee the community does too. You've been a blessing, Danny, and thank you.
Well, I appreciate it, and WRCO has been so good to us, and they're the ones that, you know, when I'm at home after it's all said and done, and I get to sit down around a campfire and listen to the WRCO playbacks, I mean, that's what has just been, it's supplied a lot of good memories. So we appreciate everything that they've done for us. It's been a fantastic relationship.
I'm sure Phil has every one of them on tape somewhere.
Yes, yeah, I bet he does. I think I've got a lot of them too. Yeah. So,
well, good luck to you, and thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Ithaca baseball coach Dan Clary. His team now ending the season, and Highland moves on into the WIAA postseason. Elsewhere in baseball last night, the year came to an end for Weston. They've had a great year, but fell to DeSoto for a second time in the last couple of weeks. 4-0 was the score last night at Cazenovia. Garrett Jennings took the loss, pitching 5 2/3 innings, allowing 4 earned runs on 7 hits, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts. Isaac Jennings came on in relief, pitching the last inning in a third with no outs, no runs, no walks, and 3 strikeouts. Garrett Granger and Brady Westfall each had singles for Weston as their year comes to an end. For DeSoto, a fifth seed, they'll play the winner of the upcoming Boscobel Seneca game. Also last night, a seventh seed, Oliva Strum, knocked off number 2 Royal 4-3. Blair Taylor held off Cashton 10-1. In Division 3, Dodgeville edged Wisconsin Heights 7-0. Viroqua 10-2 over Bangor. Westby was a winner over Whitehall 10-0 in a 5-inning game. Game scheduled for today. The Richland Center Hornets softball team slated to play in Prairie du Chien, weather permitting. That's a 5 o'clock start time. We'll have it for you on WRCO Radio. Should that go today, the right to play either Marshall or Poinette, they are scheduled as well to take on each other. Cuba City is hosting Mineral Point in Division 4 today, and Columbus Catholic is playing Blair Taylor with the right to play Ithaca in the next round. In baseball, among the games today, Seneca and Boscobel meeting. Fenimore is hosting Lancaster, Mineral Point at New Glarus, Prairie du Chien at Cuba City. Also today in Division 2, Reedsburg hosting Portage, Sauk Prairie at the Dells, McFarland hosts Lodi, and Mount Horeb is taking on Edgewood. Fifth and sixth grade baseball last night, youth baseball, RC5 over Riverdale, 21-9 the final score. Action last night in the majors, it was a third-inning home run from Kristen Yelich, which gave the Brewers the run they needed to beat Cincinnati by a score of 3-2. Manager Pat Murphy reacted about Kristen Yelich's recent play.
He crushed 2 balls tonight, that, you know, sore hand or not, he crushed 2 balls tonight. So he's living up to his player of the week, you know, outstanding.
Freddy Peralta starts the second game of the series tonight in Cincinnati. Colorado 6-4 over Miami. San Diego 1, San Francisco nothing. The Mets 4-3 over the Dodgers. The Angels 7, Boston 6. Detroit 13, the White Sox 1. And Minnesota 10-4 over the Athletics. That's an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.
Time for a tune-up? Head to Napa Auto and Truck Parts and grab the goods to keep your engine humming. They've got Napa Premium Performance conventional motor oil, built for durability and reliability. Plus, pick up Tri-Fuel Engineered Fuel Plus oil, ready to use and perfect for small engines. And don't forget your shine. Griot's Garage Wash and Wax is only $8.49. Visit Napa in Richland Center or Boscobel today, where great parts meets great deals.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
73 at WRCO FM 100.9, it's time for a vintage Paul Harvey program. The rest of the story.
Now, the rest of the story. In 1964, the freighter Al Kuwait, all 2,700 tons of her, capsized, sank to the bottom of Kuwait Harbor. That nation's government might have left her there had she not been carrying a cargo of 6,000 sheep. And the fear was that the rotting carcasses would poison the harbor. So the shipping company must clean up its mess. But how? Nobody knew how. Until someone remembered Carl Kreuer. Now, Carl was a brilliant Danish inventor. A genius, some said. His inventions had earned him millions of dollars. His bicycle wheel rim linings, his various kitchen appliances, his non-skid highway surfacing, and all of the other profitable patentables on which his international reputation rested. So the Kuwaiti ship owners contacted Carl Kreuer. But the ordinarily indomitable intellect was uncharacteristically pessimistic. There was no way, I'm quoting him, to conduct such a cleanup operation underwater. Carl decided the freighter would first have to be raised to the surface. Well, the ship owners agreed, but they had tried all of the conventional methods of ship raising and all had failed. Carl said he'd think about it, and he thought about it. And now listen. Shortly thereafter, Carl dispatched a small vessel to Kuwait Harbor, a craft armed with a long injector hose and 30 billion pea-sized polystyrene pellets, hollow, air-sealed, super buoyant plastic pellets, the theory being that if enough of these tiny plastic balls could be injected into the sunken ship's hull, the ship itself would become buoyant and float to the surface. And accordingly, Carl Kreuer's divers dove into Kuwait Harbor. They carried out his instructions, and what do you know? The plan worked. The sunken freighter was raised to an even keel. Carl's fee was quite impressive, but his accomplishment was even more impressive. So word got around. And off the coast of Greenland, a similar situation had occurred with a sunken steamer. And again, the ship's owners called Carl. And again, the ship was raised successfully. And even to this day, polystyrene pellets are used routinely to raise sunken ships, which could not have been recovered five decades ago. And Carl Kreuer might really have gotten rich on that invention, had he been able to patent it. But you see, Carl couldn't obtain a patent for a concept that was already in existence. I don't think I mentioned, did I, that Carl borrowed the hollow plastic pellet idea. He had read about it in a magazine about a sunken yacht which had thus been raised to the surface. That's right. Genius inventor, engineer Carl Kreuer, the great original mind, remembered reading about that operation in a 1949 publication. An engineering journal? Oh, no. A comic book. The science of rescuing sunken ships with a cargo comprised of enough ping pong balls was not in an engineering journal. It was in a comic book. And so the genius behind the genius of Carl Kreuer was Walt Disney's Donald Duck. And now you know the rest of the story.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
When you switch to Progressive and bundle your home and auto, you could save hundreds, and that's a surprising amount of money.
Whoa, that's like farmer's market money.
That's like give me a gallon of that locally sourced raw honey money.
That's certified organic heirloom tomatoes in every imaginable color except red money.
That's let's get 2 pounds of pink oyster mushrooms money. I'm not even sure I like pink oyster mushrooms.
Guess it's time to find out, because you could save hundreds when you switch to Progressive and bundle. Then the world is your pink oyster mushroom. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages. Number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Beep beep! Time for a Town Taxi Triple Play commercial free. Ask how you can sponsor our free ride fun today at 647-3114.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces, knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bombed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done." Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough to count when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em, when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
Town Taxi Triple Play, we're playing cards today from WRCO.
Z100.
tonight, and I'm waiting on the 12:05, hoping it'll take me just a little farther down the line. The moonlight, you're just a heartache in disguise. Won't you keep my heart from breaking if it's only for a very short time?
Just a little while, I thought. from a jack to a king, from loneliness to a wedding ring. I played an ace and I won a queen that made me king of your heart.
Playing cards on the Town Taxi Triple Play today. That was Ricky Van Shelton.
Hey, it's Tony with Town Taxi. You know, there's nearly 100 taxi rides given at Richland Center every day, and almost 80% of those are senior or disabled residents of our beloved community trying to live their best life and paying out of pocket for transportation, and many insurances don't cover it. That's why we created the Town Taxi Free Ride Fund, offering free local healthcare transportation to those in need and allowing them the freedom to spend their own money on more enjoyable things like the hair salon, attending local events, or even just a shopping trip. At Town Taxi, we go the extra mile for a smile, serving Richland Center and all its surrounding communities. Call today to see how you or your organization can help at 647-3114. Town Taxi. Shop local. Ride local.
We're already at 74 degrees. The predicted high is in the mid to upper 70s, so we're really on our way, going to get there for sure. A little bit of rain or thunderstorm activity, especially coming up. The chances greater later this morning.
This week at the Richland Cattle Center in Ithaca, featuring all classes of quality dairy cattle, from fresh cows and two-year-olds to milking and breadback cows, springing cows and first calf heifers. You'll also find bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, plus baby heifer and bull calves. Check our website frequently for the latest auction updates. It all happens this Wednesday morning at 11:30 at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca. Don't miss it.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that one-third of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, JENNI. At MWT.net.
For years, you've relied on the shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Trivia time coming up here from WRCO. The winning answer wins an awesome prize from our friends at Muscatine Mini Mart. A delicious large pizza from Muscatine Mini Mart. If you know the correct answer, can you recall the title of the classic story song that took place on the 3rd of June? The song went number one and the story became a movie 9 years later. 608-647-4155. The classic story song took place on the 3rd of June. The song went number one and became a movie some 9 years later. That's trivia today. Here's Louie Lee.
in this corner since 78 on US 6, 3,000 miles of nowhere. Amazing grace. I'm playing George Strait Amarillo by morning. Seeing things change, but everything's the same. Just different clothes and music. I'm here to play along while you sing your songs. I got all your favorites saved in. From bell-bottom jeans to denim jean jackets, honky tonks and big rock ballads. Staying alive, another 9 to 5, and Lord knows my mama tried. Yeah, I'm the soundtrack to your life, day to day, and jukebox is my name. Yep. It's 88 on US 6, still 3,000 miles of nowhere. Nowhere. You storm in like purple rain, wanting to play your Eye of the Tiger or anything Survivor. Yeah. I'm seeing things change. And music. I'm here to play along while you sing your songs. I got all your favorites saved in. From rolled-up jeans, members-only jackets, Whitney songs, and old-school classics. Don't close your eyes, sweet child of mine. I'm here for you tonight. Yeah, I'm the soundtrack to your life, day to day. And jukebox is my name. Things change and nothing is the same. Just different clothes and music. I'm here to play along while you sing your songs. I got all your favorites saved in. From the thunder rolling, stone still going, this bar ain't nowhere to close. And staying alive, another 9 to 5, cause Lord knows my mama tried. Jukebox is my name.
Congratulations to our winner, the scholarly Margaret Rosing, who came through the line there representing Twin Bluffs today. Can you recall the title of the classic story song that took place on the 3rd of June? The song went number one, and the story became a movie 9 years later. Well, the song known as Ode to Billy Joe by Bobby Gentry, the very lovely and talented Bobby Gentry, who wrote and recorded that mysterious song, and it became kind of a phenomenon then because it was kind of a classic whodunit in song. And then later on in the movies, certainly it became a kind of a talking point with that one. In fact, when they released it June 3rd of 1976. And Glynis O'Connor and Robbie Benson starring in the movie. And yeah, that's a good tune that we're going back to right now, courtesy of our sponsor of trivia, Muscadet Mini Mart. Here it is. It's Ode to Billy Joe Day.
Was it 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day? I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Papa Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black eyed peas. Well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe and put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. Sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. Your brother Taylor dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Oh, the mystery and the intrigue. Bobby Gentry and WRCO on the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. Someone was picking that song apart, and I didn't realize it because I'm not from the South, but they said bale and hay part was probably right. If you're chopping cotton, though, it wouldn't have been the 3rd of June. That's more of a fall thing. I understand. I don't know, but that's what it says. So that wasn't technically totally correct. But otherwise, it was pretty factual, I guess. There really was a Tallahatchie Bridge, and it actually burned back in the early 70s, and they replaced it.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. If you're looking for a career that values your hard work, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring. With competitive wages, career advancement, and a 401k with profit sharing, enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment and choose from 8 or 12-hour shifts with premium pay for nights and weekends. Earn vacation hours from day one and start building a better tomorrow. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call them at 608-588-9831.
Start your morning the dairy best way at the 34th Annual Sauk County Dairy Breakfast, Saturday, June 7th from 7 to 11 a.m. at Narrows Dairy, Nolden Family Farms in Rock Springs. Enjoy pancakes, scrambled eggs with ham, sausage, cheese curds, Culver's custard, and more. Plus, live music, clogging, and visits from Alice in Dairyland and the Wisconsin Fairest of the Fair. See robotic milkers in action and meet the cows at this working family farm. Tickets are available at the gate, just $10 for adults, $5 for kids 5 to 11, and under 5 eat free. Follow the signs and find full details on the Sauk County Dairy Breakfast Facebook page.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Celebrate creativity at the Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Explore works from over 180 artists featuring pottery, paintings, jewelry, woodwork, and more. Enjoy live music, local food vendors, and fun for the whole family, all in one of Wisconsin's most charming small towns. Admission is free, and everyone is welcome. The Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th. Get the details at springgreenartfair.com.
Coming up during our morning show, we're going to invite some friends in from a couple of local FFAs. A couple of FFA chapters are going to be recognized, and we'll talk about some state proficiency awards. So that's straight ahead. Here's Dirk Spindley.
She loves her mama, don't do drama, heart of gold, salt of the earth. Holds her whiskey, knows her Whitley, talking old school every word. She's an angel like if L.A. was a town in Tennessee, and she'd be mine except for just one little thing. She hates me. My hair, my truck, my dog, my music makes her crazy. She done been there, done that, ain't coming back, no maybes. All one day we'd be on some acres raising babies. She should be falling, only problem is she hates me. I'm pretty likable in spite of all the things she told her friends. I thought we hit it off until she called to say, don't call again. I'd have bet that we were headed for a set of wedding bands. There's just one little hiccup in my plans. She hates me. My hair, my truck, my dog, my music makes her crazy. She done been there, done that, ain't coming back, no maybes. Thought one day we'd be on some acres raising babies. She should be falling, only problem is she hates me. Coming back, no babies. Thought one day we'd be on some acres raising babies. She should be falling, only problem is she hates me. She hates me. She hates me.
And I don't think she likes you.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Well, my good friend and neighbor, this is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy. Thank you so much for being there for us, and we'll update you on the news coming up next, courtesy of the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
Till we meet again.
We're at 74 degrees at WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center. The time is 9 o'clock.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Another deadly shooting at an aid distribution site in Gaza. At least 27 people were killed and more than 100 wounded as desperate crowds waited for food. The Israeli Defense Force admitting they did open fire, but because they say people were advancing towards the troops in a threatening way. In Boulder, Colorado, two people are still in critical condition following the weekend firebombing of a pro-Israel group. ABC's Mola Lenghi in Boulder with more on the 45-year-old suspect, Mohammed Solomon.
He was born in Egypt and lived in Kuwait for 17 years before moving to Colorado Springs 3 years ago with his wife and five kids. According to authorities, he confessed he had been planning the attack for a year and was waiting until after his daughter graduated. Now, the FBI processing evidence seized from his home.
Lawmakers in the Senate now have the sweeping budget and tax bill that passed by a single vote in the House. Many Republicans say they're concerned about how much it could add to the federal deficit. This is ABC News. One of the men who escaped from a New Orleans jail may have showed up on Instagram this week.
Law enforcers are working to